to come to the negotiating table now with the Republicans after we took action on the budgets that they sent us at the end of September in the 11th hour that were an absolute, you know, frankly, disaster. They were fatally flawed in so many ways. They did not address the most important issues of the state, which is a real solution to fixing our infrastructure in a real way, to fixing our education system and closing the skills gap, cleaning up our drinking water. So we took action to make sure that, one, the state government can function, two, that we're protecting public safety, and three, that we will be able to actually, you know, come back to the table and negotiate real solutions for the people of Michigan. So we've had a busy last several days, but now we're ready to work with this legislature, work with the leadership from the Republican Party to say, now how are we going to fix these problems for real?
Well, question, why didn't you guys or the governor's team sit down with the lawmakers while this whole process was being put together?
Oh, we absolutely did. You know, we introduced our budget proposal back in March of this year, and we have been eager to work with the Republican leadership to negotiate a budget. The truth is they chose to offer us ultimatums as opposed to opportunities for conversation. They never offered a long-term road funding solution.
Right.
They were going to offer one in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, and those things never came. All they came up with was taking money from teacher pensions and turning roads back to gravel.